Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And as we told you, Dallas County saw a dip in new coronavirus cases yesterday, but just in the last hour, that number is shooting back up again. KRLD's Alan Skaya is live with the latest numbers. Alan.
Yeah, Chris, Dallas County reported just 33 new cases yesterday, but Health Director Phil Wong says that number jumped back up to 106 new cases today. That brings Dallas County's total to 1,261 people. Wong says Dallas County has also confirmed its 19th death.
In light of the increased recognition of asymptomatic transmission and pre-symptomatic transmission, where people are transmitting the virus even before they show symptoms, the CDC has issued new recommendations recommending persons wear cloth face coverings in public settings.
That 19th person was someone from Garland in their 50s. He said that person did have underlying health conditions. Wong says almost three quarters of people who are hospitalized with COVID-19, they're either over 65 or they do have a chronic health condition. He says 28% of people hospitalized have diabetes. Reporting live, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meanwhile, Dallas.